from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. And we are in the final countdown. I mean, you do have football tonight, but Canes tomorrow, Dolphins Sunday. This is how a 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour should feel. It feels so nice. Brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. If you are looking to watch college football tomorrow, pro football on Sunday, you're not going to do much better than Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. Wear your Fins gear. They have specials going on Sunday. If you wear Fins gear, they've got specials, drink specials, beer specials, cocktail specials, food specials during the games on Saturday and Sunday. And aside from football at Funky Buddha, they've got an awesome happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 till 6:30 p.m. $5 beers, $8 and $10 cocktails, $5 select wines, $8 premium wines, $6 to $8 bites. So Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park, you hunker down there for the weekend, you have the time of your life. All right, let's get a quick look at headlines here. I want to do 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored as well, but let's do a quick look at the headlines with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Dolphins, Jaguars, Sunday, 1 p.m. at Hard Rock Stadium, ladies and gentlemen. That
is, sir,
your home and season opener for the Miami Dolphins. Jalen Ramsey, he did get paid today. He got a 3-year extension, makes him the highest paid cornerback in the NFL on a per-year basis. However, he is still uncertain if whether that hamstring injury that has held him out of practice now for most of training camp and the preseason and this week will keep him from playing week one this Sunday.
We don't have an injury report?
I don't think yet. Normally,
it hasn't come out yet, has it?
I get emailed. I have not seen
it. Usually it's out by now. Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
Yeah.
Oh, no, here it is. Here it is. I see it on David Fioronis' Twitter feed. Friday. The only player who did not practice is Malik Washington. He's listed with the quadricep. He is out for the game. He's officially, his game status is out. Jalen Ramsey is officially questionable. He had a limited practice today. Everyone else who is on the Dolphins injured list this week is going to be ready for the game. So that means Quinton Bell, Aaron Brewer, Javon Holland, Benito Jones, Jalen Phillips, Jordan Poyer, Anthony Walker, Teron Armstead, Calais Campbell, Kendall Fuller, David Long. they will all be ready to go on Sunday.
Let's get it.
That's good news, man, considering how banged up this team was. I mean, obviously, no Bradley Chubb.
Yeah.
But, I mean, considering how banged up this team was for really all of training camp and the preseason, I mean, that's a pretty good injury report.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it. Because there were a lot of people, you know, Wednesday, you're like, wait a second, they've got 13 on the injured report. We're going into week one. But, yeah, the only person who is officially out is Malik Washington.
All right, gentlemen.
I think they were being very, very safe with a lot of these guys just because what happened last year at the end of the season.
Yeah, just super cautious. Yeah. Jalen Ramsey, questionable. My gut is he plays, but they could be super extra cautious. Keep him out on Sunday and let him play Thursday against Buffalo.
Yeah.
Yesterday, the Chiefs were able to hold on by a toe, literally, as the Ravens scored what would have been a game-tying touchdown, but it looked like they were going to go for the win and go for two. They were down 7, scored a touchdown, but it was reversed. And who was it? Likely that caught the touchdown?
Killed me.
Yeah.
Killed my bet.
Damn. Hold on.
You good?
What are you doing?
Okay.
I came back a little late because there was somebody in my backyard, and now I thought I saw somebody walk past my front yard. I don't lie, I'm scared right now.
But you know, we're doing a radio show, so like you thought we were on the phone because you went, hold on.
I got scared.
I heard you, like, you looked back and you were like, hold on.
Yeah, because I see my
backyard.
Were
you talking to us? Like, hold on? It was like,
maybe to myself, I was saying, hey, hold on, man. What's going on here? Am I about to get robbed?
Interesting.
Yeah.
You okay now?
Let me 2 seconds.
The Dolphins, by the way, they have confirmed that they'll open the season, no surprise here, white on white. They'll be wearing their white tops with their white bottoms.
Take advantage of the heat.
Yes, sir.
Somebody texts in, what about OBJ? He's on the PUP list, right? He's out for the first 4 games for sure.
At least the first 4 games. Yeah, it'll be interesting who the Dolphins elevate. I think, should probably check, but I think they're going to need to elevate a wide receiver because you have...
Off
the practice squad.
Off the reserve, yeah.
They have, obviously, Tyreek, Waddle, Dubose, who they picked up, and Braxton Berrios were their only 4, and obviously Malik Washington were their 5 wide receivers. So
Washington's not going to play, right?
Correct.
He's out.
He's out. So,
but they'll use Achan out of the backfield, I'm sure. Mostert as well. Jonnu Smith. Yeah,
I'm telling y'all, the Jonnu, and I'm safe now. Everything's okay, fellas. I know you were worried, but I think Jonnu is going to be that. Like, he's going to be the surprise of this offense. I feel that way because he's going to be utilized. I saw him get that hand sweep. They're using him as a running back too. I think Jonnu is going to be that X factor that we're waiting for.
15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, by the way, and you can hear Game Day Uncensored on Sunday at 9 a.m. Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solana will get you ready for the game. And I think Omar Kelly and Adam Beasley will join you as well on the program, Solana?
Yes, sir. Right now we have Adam Beasley confirmed for 10:30 a.m. this Sunday, and Omar will join us closer to kickoff at around noon.
15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored is brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
You guys want to run through the rest of the NFL slate pretty quickly here?
Yeah, I'll tell you real quick who's going to win. Go ahead.
Okay. Tonight, Philadelphia Eagles versus the Green Bay Packers. Eagles are a 2-point favorite in Sao Paulo, Brazil.
All right. Green Bay wins that game outright.
I like it.
Don't forget, listen to that game right here on WQAM.
Okay.
Bills, 6.5-point favorites against the Cardinals.
Bills win.
I'm with him.
Saints, 3.5-point home
favorites. I'm not including the line, by the way. I'm just telling you who's going to win.
Okay. Saints hosting the Carolina Panthers. They're 3.5-point favorites.
Yeah, Saints are going to win. I'm not a believer in that little quarterback.
Two terrible teams, but the better of the two terrible teams are the Saints.
There's a video of Bryce Young walking into the Panthers facility.
It's crazy how young and little he looks.
He looks like he could be walking into fifth grade algebra.
Yeah.
Fellas, he was on the pivot. I've met him. He doesn't look little. He is little.
He's little.
He's a small, like, he's just the frame. He's short, but he's tiny, too. Like,
Yeah.
Hey, 200 pounds is a, if he gets to 200, that's a feat.
Right.
I'm a Bryce Young apologist. I think he's going to have a huge sophomore season. I really do.
You liked him last season. I remember you singing his praises.
Yeah.
He has talent, but there's some big human beings that are going to be falling on top of him every single Sunday.
I just don't know how his body can withstand that kind of punishment because he's just small.
Yeah, but Kyler Murray's small. Kyler's probably smaller than him. I'm not saying
stocky,
Kyler Murray.
Though. He's like stocky.
And Kyler is elusive. Like,
so is Bryce Young, though. So is Bryce Young.
No, he's not. Bryce Young is a 5'11", 185-pound pocket quarterback. You've never seen Bryce run the RPO option. Bryce is a pocket guy, and he has a hell of an arm. But he's not the normal pocket quarterback.
Nah, he can scoot.
I don't know.
Analysis.
I don't know what that means.
The Colts, they host the Texans, everybody's favorite team this year. Watch out for the Texans. Colts are 3-point dogs at home.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Colts and Anthony Richardson.
I'm going with CJ Stroud.
Mm.
Dolphins hosting the Jaguars. Dolphins 3.5-point favorites.
Dolphins all day. I have become, just from the stats that I read you at like 3 o'clock or whatever, like I'm in on the Dolphins just hammering them on Sunday.
I believe the Dolphins will win, and they better win if we think they're the team we believe we have right now.
Yes.
All right, let me jump ahead to some of the better games tomorrow. You've got Cleveland hosting Dallas. Browns are a 2-point favorite.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Dallas there.
I'm with Dallas. I don't think Dak is the guy that gets upset by not having a contract. I think he's somebody that wants to prove a point, and CD just got all that bread too.
Yeah.
I'm going with Dallas.
Pittsburgh at Atlanta. Falcons are a 3.5-point favorite.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Atlanta on that one.
I'm going Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins comes out. He does his thing. And Pittsburgh, like, I'm not certain I believe in Russell Wilson. I'm not certain I believe in Justin Fields, so I don't think it makes much of a difference. I think they're a late arriving team to the party.
I'm with you, Hawk, but that damn Pittsburgh defense is going to be biting, and Kirk Cousins and this offense that they have can't deal with that front seven. Low scoring game, though. I'll take the under. And when I say I take the under, we're going to look, and the under is going to be 36.
I was going to say 25.
But I don't think it's going to be a lot of points scored in that game.
All right, two more for you. The Buccaneers, Crowder's team.
Under is 41 in that game, by the way.
They are so smart.
Yeah.
The Buccaneers hosting the Commanders in Tampa. They're
Buccaneers
3.5-point
all day. Favorites. I love Baker Mayfield. I always have. I'm rooting for him. I don't know why.
I think the Commanders take a little while to get going because of Jaden Daniels starting. And, you know, they have weapons now, but I think it takes a while for them to get going. I'll take the Bucs.
And then your Sunday night football game, first one of the year, Detroit with Man Campbell hosting the Rams. So that's Matt Stafford making his return. He's already played there once, but another return back to the Motor City.
Give me Detroit on that one. I think Detroit's going to have an excellent regular season. I think they'll probably be a postseason powerhouse as well.
I'm taking Detroit, and we've talked to Dan Campbell this preseason. I went and I was, you know, at one of the practices when they did the joint practices with the Giants, I believe. And their GM said our roster this year is way better than last year. And that kind of gave me something. I was like, really?
They were already good last year, yeah.
And he was like, yeah, we didn't know the roster we had last year is going to do what we did. So now we've upgraded. And I said, well, let me tell some of my buddies that like to gamble. I didn't tell him this, but I said, wow.
Yeah, I like Detroit. I like Detroit.
I think Detroit's going to be that. That's one of the NFC teams that have come up that even though NFC got four teams in it, that's one of them.
All right, let me run through the college football slate just for our Florida teams very quickly here. You have the Hurricanes hosting FAMU tomorrow, 6 p.m. We know the pregame begins at 2 p.m. right here on WQAM. FAU, they're hosting Army tomorrow at noon. FIU hosts Central Michigan tomorrow at 6. UCF hosts Sam Houston at 6:30. USF is at Alabama tomorrow at 7 p.m. And then Crowder's Gators host Samford at 7 p.m.
Okie dokie.
The Miami Marlins back in action. They'll play all weekend here at home at Lone Depot Park. Game 2 of 4 against the Phillies is tonight, 7:10 p.m.
All right.
All right, gentlemen, your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Right now in South Florida, partly cloudy, around 85 degrees. Tonight the lows will be in the upper 70s. Nice and sunny right now. That is your weather.
Do we have any idea what the weather is tomorrow for the Hurricanes game or Sunday for the Dolphins game?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Why? Why would I know that?
I don't know. It seems like something we should know.
Tomorrow, the forecast is 90 degrees at 6 p.m. I don't see any rain clouds on my little app.
Ooh. All right.
Saturday between 80 and 92. Sunday between 80 and 92. Partly cloudy, no rain. FAMU and Jacksonville about to be hot as hell coming into Dolphin Stadium.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, and it is officially the final segment on a Football Friday, and we got Dolphins football on Sunday, and we got Hurricanes football tomorrow, and I mean, come on. I mean, what else needs to be said?
This is the day we talk about through the summer. This is the day we wait for in the summer. Man, I'm jacked up, man. Yep. I can't wait.
I am ready to roll. Of course, Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. Great place to watch some football tomorrow and Sunday, of course. So tonight on this radio station, you'll get Friday Night Football, Eagles and Packers from Brazil. You'll get that tonight on this radio station after Krantz's Corner. Tomorrow, you will get Hurricanes football on this radio station. Pregame starts at 2 p.m. And on Sunday, you will get Game Day Uncensored on this radio station. Brendan Tobin and Solana for 4 hours leading up to the game that begins at 9 a.m. on Sunday. So good weekend of football ahead of you on this very radio station.
I dove back into fantasy this year.
You did?
Oh, yeah. I told you about that. I went to the fantasy, the draft the other night and all, and I'm in this big-time money league and all. I hate it already.
I'm just doing straight-up gambling, pick'em pools, and survivor pools.
I'm watching Isaiah Pacheco like we're cousins. I don't know this guy.
It ruins just the way you watch a game. It really, really does.
I knew why I took a couple years off, but I'm in a couple leagues this year. So,
well, football means one thing: watching the games, eating great food, drinking ice cold beer at Twin Peaks. And you've got football tonight, you've got football tomorrow, and you've got Miami and Jacksonville on Sunday. And if you're not going to the game, you can watch at Twin Peaks. And of course, no one does happy hour like Twin Peaks. Whatever your preference, they've got everything from tequila cocktails to an extensive bourbon category to top shelf spirits, cocktails served over those big ice balls. They've got local craft beers, so many great cocktails that round out an adventurous drink menu, second to none. Great food at Twin Peaks. Spice up your wing order with new sauces. They've got the chicken tikka sauce. They've got spicy chili crisp. And they've got a new take on their famous flatbreads with backyard barbecue brisket or chicken tikka flatbread. So it's going off at Twin Peaks all season long. And there's six Twin Peaks around South Florida for you to enjoy. Davie, right near Crowder, Hollywood, Fort Lauderdale, Pembroke Pines, Doral, West Palm Beach, Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views. I'm going to go view some scenic views of football from Brazil tonight on Peacock. That's where you watch it. And everybody have a great and safe football-filled weekend. Go Canes. Go Dolphins. We will speak with you el lunes.
Y'all think it's funny I got fired, huh?
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.